Chapter 28. Why do you recommend starting your own business? Robert's response.
Even though it was a tough road at the start, today I love being an entrepreneur. I love starting new businesses. I love the creativity, the people I meet, the challenges, and the rewards. The price for gaining the education and the experience was high, yet in retrospect, the journey was worth it. I love the new challenges I go through every day as an entrepreneur. I love the excitement of the startup and then the development. Once the business is up and running, I love the challenge of the expansion and growth. Once the business is growing, I love the challenge of bringing on new team members to add stability and grow the business, which makes the business predictable and profitable. As an entrepreneur, every day is exciting, new, and educational. I am always learning something new, even on bad days. Donald says the same thing, which is why he has so many business projects going on. He is a true entrepreneur. To be a true entrepreneur, you need to be smart and love to learn. If you do not love learning, chances are your business will not grow, because you are not growing. Whenever I find a business that is declining or stagnant, it is often because the owner is declining or stagnant. Today, it is easier than ever to gain access to the B or I quadrants. We have technological tools that make it very easy to leverage and expand one's base of operation all over the world. For example, the computer and the internet make being a national or international entrepreneur much easier and less expensive. For less than $1,000, I can buy a computer and access the world markets as a business owner or an investor. The question is, do you have the education, experience, mindset, and core values to be a national or international entrepreneur? Since our schools do not teach a person much about entrepreneurship or investing, the question is, how does a person get the education and experience to be successful in the S, B, or I quadrants? My answer and Donald's answer are very similar. We both recommend going to business school or finding a mentor you can apprentice with. As we said earlier, there are two kinds of people in the world. There are those who seek security and those who seek freedom. If you seek freedom, I can sincerely say that maximum freedom exists in the B and I quadrants.